This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, May 23rd. Well, cattle trading was steady ahead of Wednesday's USDA report from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
The USDA report this afternoon has the market kind of stalled out a little bit. The cold storage report is expected to have increase in inventories, certainly from last month, but it's lower from last year. So the futures are unable to hold that upside momentum, and we kind of stalled out a little bit here at the bottom. But we're still sitting in oversold conditions, so perhaps maybe after the report we can get a little bit of a head of steam ahead of the weekend, but it's hard to tell. Feeders were mixed today. The rising grain prices really are capping the futures right now from any significant rally. That the higher grain just means that it's higher feed prices as well. That's really what's adding the pressure.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down six at 472 1/4. July corn was up a quarter point at 394 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 595. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 3 3/4, ranging from 602 1/4 to 612 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 0.75 point, ranging from 633 1/4 to 643 1/4. Live cattle for June were down 20 cents at 110.57 1/2. May feeder cattle were up $1.75 to 135.60. And May Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1635.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.